Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Robert's Rules of Order, Newly Revised. In brief, second edition by Henry M. Robert III is a practical guide for people who need to run or participate in meetings that are fair, efficient, and respectful. Drawing from the widely used parliamentary authority, Robert's Rules of Order, Newly Revised, this shorter volume focuses on the essentials most groups actually face, such as making motions, debating, voting, handling amendments, and managing committees. It is designed for real-world readers, chairs who must keep order without sounding overly formal, members who want to protect their rights and be heard, and secretaries who must record decisions accurately. Rather than treating procedure as rigid ceremony, the book presents it as a set of tools for reaching clear decisions while balancing majority rule with minority rights. For boards, associations, nonprofits, clubs, and student organizations, it offers a quicker path to competence than the full manual, while still aiming to align with the same underlying principles and terminology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, core principles of parliamentary procedure. A central theme of this brief edition is that rules exist to help groups decide, not to trap participants in technicalities. It emphasizes the foundational ideas that make parliamentary procedure legitimate: majority rule, protection of minority rights, the right of every member to participate, and the need for one question at a time, so decisions are clear. Readers learn how an assembly differs from a board, why a quorum matters, and how notice and agendas relate to fairness. The book also clarifies the role of the chair as a neutral facilitator who ensures that discussion stays focused and that members understand what is being voted on. By framing procedure as a system of rights and responsibilities, it helps members evaluate whether a meeting is being run properly even when the exact rule is not memorized. This topic builds confidence for newcomers by explaining the logic behind common practices such as recognition before speaking, limits on debate, and the idea that rules can be adopted, suspended, or amended within defined boundaries. The result is a practical understanding of why orderly process reduces conflict and makes outcomes more widely accepted. Secondly, motions and how decisions are made. The book concentrates on the motion as the basic unit of action in a meeting and explains how to move from discussion to a valid decision. It covers how to make a main motion, how it is seconded, stated by the chair, debated, and finally put to a vote. It also highlights common errors that derail meetings, such as debating before a motion is pending, letting discussion wander from the actual question, or voting on unclear wording. From there, it introduces key secondary motions that shape outcomes, including amendment, postponement, commit or refer to a committee, and laying matters aside when urgent business arises. Readers see how to keep wording precise, how to handle friendly changes properly, and how to manage multiple amendments without confusion. The book also addresses voting methods and what results mean, such as majority versus two-thirds, as well as when a counted vote or ballot is appropriate. By focusing on a manageable set of frequently used motions and explaining their purpose, it equips groups to make decisions that are defensible, transparent, and easier to implement afterward. Thirdly, debate, decorum, and the chair role. Effective meetings depend as much on conduct as on rules, and this brief guide stresses how debate should work in a healthy deliberative body. It explains the basic expectation that remarks are directed through the chair, focused on the pending motion, and respectful of other members. Readers learn why personal attacks, interruptions, and side conversations undermine both fairness and efficiency. The chair is presented as the key to maintaining balance, recognizing speakers, alternating viewpoints when possible, restating the motion so everyone understands the question, and using gentle enforcement before resorting to stronger measures. The book also outlines tools for keeping debate productive, such as setting time limits, closing debate when appropriate, and handling disruptive behavior without escalating conflict. Another important component is learning how to disagree procedurally, including raising a point of order, appealing a ruling, and using parliamentary inquiries to clarify what rule applies. This topic demystifies the idea that order is not authoritarian. It is a shared structure that protects the ability of both majority and minority to participate. Readers come away with strategies for leading meetings that feel fair even when decisions are contentious. Fourthly, meetings, agendas, minutes, and practical workflow. Beyond motions, the book addresses how meetings are planned and documented so that decisions carry authority afterward. It clarifies what typically belongs in an order of business, how minutes should record actions rather than verbatim discussion, and why proper records protect an organization during disputes or leadership transitions. Readers learn how an agenda can guide time management while still allowing the assembly to control its own business. The guide also discusses the importance of clear bylaws and standing rules, including how they relate to parliamentary authority and how conflicts are resolved when different rules apply. practical workflow issues, such as handling reports, introducing new business, and dealing with unfinished matters, are explained in ways that reduce confusion for both chairs and members. This topic also helps readers understand when formal procedure is necessary and when small boards or committees can operate with more informality while still respecting basic rights. By showing how preparation, structure, and accurate documentation fit together, the book makes parliamentary procedure usable as an organizational system, not just a set of meeting tricks. The result is smoother meetings and fewer misunderstandings about what was decided and what must happen next. Lastly, committees, elections, and maintaining organizational continuity. Organizations rely on committees and elections to get work done between meetings and to transfer authority legitimately. This brief edition explains committee types and why clear instructions, reporting expectations, and defined scopes prevent wasted effort. It also addresses how committees interact with the parent body, including how recommendations return for approval and how the assembly can give directions without micromanaging. On elections, the book highlights the procedural elements that make results credible, such as nominations, balloting practices, and the handling of multiple candidates. It also touches on common governance moments where procedure matters most, including filling vacancies, disciplining members according to rules, and managing controversial questions without violating rights. Another part of continuity is understanding how bylaws and special rules of order support consistent decision-making over time, even as leadership changes. By covering these governance fundamentals in an accessible way, the book helps groups avoid the twin problems of chaos and overcontrol. Readers gain a sense of how to build processes that outlast personalities, making it easier to recruit volunteers, run fair elections, and keep the organization focused on its mission rather than recurring procedural battles. In conclusion, this book is best for anyone who participates in group decisions and wants meetings that feel orderly rather than exhausting nonprofit boards, community associations, clubs, student organizations, unions, professional societies, and faith-based committees. Chairs and presidents will benefit from learning how to recognize motions, keep debate on track, and state questions clearly so votes are meaningful. Members will benefit by understanding how to make a motion, propose amendments, raise a point of order, and protect their right to be heard without turning every disagreement into a personal conflict. In daily life, these skills translate into better facilitation, clearer decision trails, and less frustration when strong opinions collide. Compared with the full Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, this in brief edition is easier to carry, faster to consult, and more focused on the procedures most groups use repeatedly. Compared with generic meeting advice books, it offers a standardized framework that many organizations already recognize, which reduces arguments over what process should be used. It is worth buying because it provides a practical entry point into the leading parliamentary authority, helping readers run meetings that are both efficient and fair, with decisions that people are more likely to accept and follow through on. If you would like to support Henry M. Robert III, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.